Biafra. Which would you rather have? A pint of booze if you're a recovering alcoholic, or a pint of cacophony, no matter what or who you are?
Speak into the mic, bitch.
Say that into the microphone.
Keep on rocking in the free world, and I mean rock, not pop punk. Not indie poo. Not middle of the road, Miley Cyrus-y dreck.
You're a freak with a microphone.
Hey, ladies and shitheads. Welcome to episode 3 of A Pint of Cacophony. My name is Dan. I think you know the drill by now, so we're just going to get into it. There's this band called the Vimdicta. They're three piece. I think they're a three piece. They're fucking badass. They played Anesthetic Frank's record release last year, and they're up to a ton of stuff these days, all over the place. This is one of their older songs. I'll be playing some of their newer stuff or most recent stuff within the next couple of weeks. But I really like this song, and Corey's voice is the shit. Girls Got Pipes. This song's called Lucky Strike by the Vimdicta.
Sean.
You got it going on strong, baby. Skin so soft and hair so right.
I think you're nice too, Sean.
Let me take off this shirt of yours and see that beauty your mama has given you. Ooh, so fine. So right.
Sean, you're so silly.
What's going on with these little silk panties, baby? Let me slowly slide them to the ground. Oh, yeah, baby. Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
It's my turn, Sean. Let me take down your pants.
Ooh, is that what you want to do, baby? Why don't you put those soft, sweet hands on my Jimmy Jamma?
On your what?
On my manhood, baby.
No, wait a minute. Did you say Jimmer Jammer before?
Well, I guess I did.
I gotta go.
No. Are you sure about this, baby?
Yeah, later, King Jimmer Jammer.
Yeah, because I'll call you. Damn!
Shakes and breaks to the core. You can guide it like the silence will not sting. You fight.
I don't want any more bullshit any time during the day from anyone. That includes me.
Yeah!
You're listening to Planet Cacophony. My name's Dan. We just heard Orchid. That's Wizard of War. And then Huntress. Before that, that's a band from Highland Park. They're pretty fucking badass. It's called I Want to Fuck You to Death. Before that was Uncle Acid and Deadbeats. So I'll Cut You Down. It's a really great track. And then we opened up with the Bim Dicta. Right now, we have somebody from episode one stopping by again. He's Dr. Richard Dingus. Dr. Dick Dingus, MD, PhD pending. I don't know. There's some legal stuff going on with that, but
legal.
He'll get it all worked out. And he's here because he's put together this survey with lots and lots of research. And he came up with the six pornography trends analyzed by Dr. Dick Dingus, MD, PhD pending, of 2014. So I guess I got it in front of me too, and we're gonna switch off on these. Go for it. Let's hear this. What's number six?
All right, number six on the porn threads from across the globe. Number six, Nintendo players love hentai. And I've gathered this. After months of research, Pornhub's number statisticians have come to the informative conclusion that gamers love porn and will use their consoles to watch a critiqued version of that. And they've broken this down, this data down, to different types of systems and consoles, if you're a gamer at that. So what they got for the top ranking porn searches of the world, you got, for Xbox, the number one ranking porn search is teen. That's what they type in the computer when they're going looking for their fix. PS3 has got MILF as the same as the PS4. Now, Nintendo Wii, this is where the whole hentai thing comes into. They rank number one in their search engine searches. And that's what's going on. Nintendo ranks highest in porn searches with Nintendo Wii.
All right, let's go to number five. Number five seems to be rich people spend less time masturbating than poor people. The top high-income cities in the U.S. invest significantly less time in watching porn than their less fortunate counterparts, presumably because they're not spending 8 hours a day sitting at home and typing feverish one-handed phrases into a free nudity search engine. Well, I guess all that time I'm over at work. Most of you guys are out there just beating off. What's number four?
Number four. It's 2004, and we are still thinking incredibly nationalistic about our porn. All right. Surprisingly, the top search term people around the world enter the locations their optimal boner lullaby isn't a specific sex act or piece of female anatomy, but rather their country of origin. Check this out. Top three search terms in different countries as of 2010. We look at first, England, top three Pornhub search engines, what they type in when they look for their fix. Number one, England searches for British. Very typical, topical, and all that kind of stuff. Scotland is looking at Lisa Ann.
Nailing this, Palin.
You will see this very often. She is the one that's in Nailing Palin, the parody of course, the vice president that was
Sarah
running
Palin.
The previous
right.
Sarah Palin. Northern Ireland, Lisa Ann, once again. Hey, what do you got when you look at Wales, top UK top searches by country for Pornhub? Another Lisa Ann. And then we look back in America, top searches, top three, teen, cream pie. What a surprise. Simple-minded, of course.
Simple-minded.
And then, of course, the last, MILF. Wow. All right. Mexico's got teen, and guess what? What's the last one? Lisa Ann. Jesus.
They're a kingdom united by masturbating to Lisa Ann.
Yes.
All right, well, let's go on to number three. Felix Baumgartner's space jump increased porn traffic because we were bored, apparently. Back in late 2012, Felix Baumgartner rode up to the edge of space in a giant balloon and then jumped, streaming everything live on the internet via camera attached to his helmet. 10,000s of these viewers watched him do it, but apparently we were watching it with more than one window open in our browser. That's right. His space jump made us all watch more porn. Why? Simply because we were bored. See, his flight up to the stratosphere took several hours, and that was after the flight had already delayed 1 or 2 hours. We had promised ourselves we'd see him jump from space, but we couldn't wait. We couldn't hold it off. We didn't expect it to take 5 goddamn fucking hours, so we all opened up Pornhub just to pass the time.
Jesus. Number two, Florida masturbated the most during the polar vortex. What is the polar vortex? I have no idea. During the peak of the recent polar vortex, we recorded increasingly activity over the affected states as people stayed indoors and furiously wilted their underpants meat to stay warm. But Florida demolished everybody else in terms of time on site and pages per visit, clocked in at more than double the state in the second state. Basically, as it got colder, people were affected. And they had to react to do whatever best to satisfy their needs. Masturbate.
All right, the last one you got written here. This is my favorite fact. It's funny that you landed on number one with this. You thought this was the most interesting number one. Here we go.
Of course.
The entire world watches the most porn on Mondays.
It's so beginning of the week.
Today, as a species, we have all decided that Monday is porn day.
Beginning of the week. How do you get through your week?
Which makes total sense. After sleeping in and goofing off on Saturday and Sunday, the first day back to work is the most depressing thing imaginable. So we play "While My Genitals Gently Weep" by George fucking Harrison. All right, man. I appreciate the research. It sounds like it took a lot of your time. And we love hearing it because, you know, like they said.
Science.
Science. Let's get back into some music. So up right here, we got Sleeping Into Darkness. They're this band that's playing with my band, actually, Anisek Frank, at the Cobaside Distribution Barbecue. That's February 8th, this Saturday, from noon to 6 p.m. And you can, just like they say here, eat, drink, shop, wax. It's a record. It's like record distribution center that's open
February 8th
for these barbecues once a month. They have live music, and you can shop from the shelves. It's like the greatest vinyl ever. It's the coolest shit.
Mark, so
you gotta
your
go down
calendars.
And check that out. It's free. They always have free grub. There's plenty to drink and badass music. So that's Saturday, February 8th, noon to 6 p.m. And here we go. Let's play some "Slipping Into Darkness."
I don't even know what the fuck I'm saying. Just be mine.
Fandango. My legs are sheer elastic. It's how you envelope me. I'm like a corpse in plastic. You find while at a picnic, when you're just there to kick it. Now you have to call the police and report something wicked. And the scene, it turns so grisly, and the children, they are crying. You hand them black umbrellas, tell them that the world is dying. It's how you ride your cars. It's how you dress your scars. And let them breathe free.
Stand away while you go out to play. I can't stand away while you go out to play. It's not the same when I walk those streets, the same old streets that we talked on. But what's the use with dwelling on what's already gone? When time moves on, I can't say that now you'll remember me when time goes on. Maybe 10 years on. What can I say? It's what you need. You want to be free and can't take that away. But can you say I shouldn't stray? What do you expect when it's only your way? I can't stand and wait while you go out to play. I can't stand and wait while you go out to play. Go out to play.
If you go, I'll
Listening to Pint of Cacophony. My name's Dan. That was just Steve Delometer doing Hey by the Pixies. And before that, Free Range Humans doing Venture Plans, Man Man, Life Fantastic, and Slipping into Darkness doing Lady Divine. Right now, what we're going to do is put a condom on my intern Alex's head and see if he can blow it up with his nose. And we have my other intern, Cheyenne, helping out. So let's see how this goes.
It begins now.
It begins. All right, she's stretching it over. She's starting in the back and trying to get it over his enormous forehead. It's not working. I feel like your fingernails are going to rip through it. Okay, we got the boyfriend helping out.
I've seen this done before in YouTube videos.
It's going to break. Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
Oh, it broke.
Oh, it broke.
It broke.
Did it hurt?
Are your eyes okay? Are you blind?
Everything's all right.
You're fine? You guys are good?
I'm good.
All right. Jesus Christ.
Was it lubricated?
It was actually lubricated. That's probably why they were slipping around so much. Oh, well. We're going to play some Tomahawk. This song's called Southpaw.
Dan fact, number 506. Dan once got into a cockfight with Clint Eastwood. His cock won.
We'll be right back. check this out. This is Ferdy C. Cudilla. You have no idea, Cudilla. Signal beat caller from the University of West 400 Blow State. Thank you very much for a pint of a big cacophony.
Yeah, that was Tomahawk, and then 400 Blows, and then Tweakbird doing The Bones. That song's so cool. You should check the music video out because it's pretty amazing too. Well, this is a Pint of Cacophony, episode 700 or something. Episode three. All right. Anyways, I'll see you guys next Monday at 11 p.m. Thanks, Cheyenne and Alex, my interns. They do a bang-up job. It's pretty cool. I'll see you guys next week. This is Motorhead, Crazy Like a Fox. Good night, fuckers.
That's the spirit. Thank you. Thank you for your honesty. Now fuck off and die.